Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Raquel Gomez, and I'm from Washington State University. So I have a riddle for all of you. What do iPhones, teachers, even Adam and Eve, what do these people have in common? If you're thinking apples, that's what I'm thinking too. But now let's redirect our attention to the screen. This is what a world without apples would look like. And frankly, it's a little bit unsettling, right? And according to the ERS, apples are the most consumed fruit nationwide. So that puts a lot of pressure on our apple growers to be able to meet this demand. So, especially in light of things like climate change and fruit losses in the field, we have to figure out ways to make sure that the supply continues. Did you know that of all the apples that are produced every year, about 5% get lost to a disorder called bitter pit? And the statistics are even higher in certain cultivars like Honeycrisp, which can lose up to 40% of the apples they produce. So researchers like myself are working towards not producing more apples, but simply reducing how much we're wasting, right? How much we're losing. But what is bitter pit? Bitter pit is a calcium deficiency disorder within the fruit. When calcium is deficient, the cells become kind of wobbly, begin to lose liquid, and eventually plasmalize and die. And that's why whenever we see bitter pit, we see these dark depressions on the fruit. And basically, it's a group of dead cells. But what can we do as scientists to mitigate this? Well, that's where we think, aha, I got it. Let's increase calcium in the fruit. But we run into the issue of calcium mobility. Calcium is only mobile through the xylem, so through transpirational flow. And that will usually unload in the most transpiring organ, which naturally becomes the leaves and not the fruit. So how can we use that as a tool to mitigate this disorder? Well, that's where research like mine comes in. I'm working with abscisic acid, ABA, which is a known transpiration modifier. And this can help change that equilibrium to help the fruit compete for some of that calcium. So I'm proposing this hypothesis. Let's apply ABA and redirect that calcium into the fruit. Just last year, I was able to try this. I applied ABA to my Honeycrisp trees out in Washington, and we found something quite astonishing, if you ask me. I'm biased, I know. We found that at harvest, calcium was actually higher in the trees receiving ABA. And we actually saw a 37% decrease in bitter pit when these trees were receiving the treatment. So what does that mean for us? That means that we probably never will have to see these images again, never have to think about giving our teacher a banana instead of an apple. Thank you. That's all I got.